of Yossi Chazan Shmita.
Good morning. This Shabbos Habolein L'Toyva, Shabbos Parshas Achoydesh, Shabbos Mavorchim, Shabbos Mochachoydesh. And to understand the Reichkeit, the Tiefkeit from Shabbos and Parshas Achoydesh, let me just be marked in an obvious question in what we read, the narrative of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach this week. The Pasuk says, V'chocho tzoich lo esoi, maznechem chagurim, alechem braglechem, mokelchem biyotchem, v'chaltem oisoi b'chipozoin, Pesach ul Hashem. You eat the Korban Pesach and Pesach Mitzrayim dafka. The din is you have to have your shoes on, your gartel on, your staff in your hand, and you eat it b'chipozoin. Which is not noyig, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, in Pesach Ledevs. Shtelzach, before we even begin anything, Pashat Akhlotz Kasha, Mamish, which the Pashtonim Mutchizachon. Why in the world is there a mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim Bichipos? The Behola Yotonim Mitzrayim, Loshna Rambam, beginning of the Seder. What's the Behola? Why? What are you rushing for? Hello? L'chuli Alma, they don't go out of Mitzrayim until the morn, right? According to the Beloza Ben Azari in Brochus, right? You have to anyway finish eating by Chatzos. What's your problem? What's the rush? Okay, so there are, I don't know, I just found three immediate answers, which are beautiful answers, but each one is totally an Ashlarav. Maybe I... One is Dimre Emes brings. The Tosfos asks that if L'chura in Mitzrayim, because like Sosir Rimeno Ad Poikin. So the Shelos, the Shailos, how does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah do with this part? But Chatzos should be the cutoff time. Yeah, we once discussed this at great length. So the Imre Emes, who asks this Kashi, it's brought in the Gute Yehuda from the Zainigal. So he says, I'm worried to give up. L'shitas ha-zoyer, if you learn Pshat in Zoyer that way, that by Mitzrayim was Laila Kayoyim Yoyer, it was Lichtig. When did it become Lichtig, he wants to say, from Chatzos. So the Mela from Chatzos, when it became Lichtig, the sun rose, it already was morning. Hence, there's a chipozin in Mitzrayim. You got that? Hello? It's on a B'shil Kutnin, in the Likutim, in the back of Shal the Chuvah, the Shuvah's Malki. Which is a wonderful answer, but it is very problematic because not everyone holds that it became lichtig at Chatzos. Right? You with me? Hello. Some say it was lichtig the whole night. I, Oibazoi, as the Teres Chesed famously asked, so how could you eat Korban Pesach? It has to be Balayla. So either you could say it's a tarted disaster and it's no problem. I'm not getting involved in the whole, what's discussed is at great length. Or you could say it was lichtig only for the Yid, not for the Goyim, or only for some of the Yid. And lefi all of these terutzim is nafal v'bira, this whole mahalach. There are those who want to say an alternative pshat, the Menachem, the Gerebbe also brings this b'shem aviv, that according to the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, which also we've discussed countless times, the whole shmizrit, that the Eibush in the night of Pesach brought Klal Yisrael al kanfei neshorim to Eretz Yisrael. So the Na'lechem Baraglechem, the Makelchem B'yetchem, was in order to go from Goshen to either be Makrib the Korban Pesach or to eat the Korban Pesach, which is also a wonderful answer, besides the fact that many, many, for the Midrash Chazal, don't agree with Targum Yoinazon, right? The whole Shakl Taya, did it apply to everybody? Right? That's all. I'm not trying to get it. Mamish, it's problematic. It's not a simple answer. The Chasam Sofer seems to say in Teras Moshe and Drasha that the Yidin were Mekayim, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Nisim and the Floyd said Hallel, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Asher Alkin says the Chasam Sofer, Kefi that we see, you go on and on and on, and Nacha Pilpul, and Nacha, right? Especially there, they're all Ediriya, right? They saw everything, they knew all the details. Asher Al came, the Eibush had to warn them, eat it b'chipoz and don't schlep it out, because it will be either chatzos or boiker. Which is a beautiful mahalich, right? The Square Rebbe used to say that we keep our Seder just like the Eden kept the Mitzrayim, which itself is the Ashla Rabbah. I have no time to elaborate, trust me. Whether or not in Mitzrayim there was a Mitzvah of Sipriyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are those who say it only started from when Moshe came with his sons, who were the only people who weren't there, and that started the Sipriyas. Then there's each of these three answers, we could spend hours and hours and hours in each answer talking. They're all difficult answers. So we're back to square one. What taka is the reason why v'chaltem oisei b'chipozim? I want to just share with you, I think I've probably done it before, a beautiful, beautiful shmuz, a soydistik shmuz, from the present Talmud Rebbe, about this whole inyan. V'chura chipozim. When you do things haste, with zrizus, with alacrity, is that a milo or chesaron? You have a pasuk in the Tikha. Vivkadeti aleichem b'chukoyisai. Vivkadeti aleichem b'hol. Doing things b'holah with rashness, without mesinus, without yishuv adas, is considered something negative. Pasuk says in Tilim in Ayin Ches ve'yachal behevel yemeim ushnoisam b'holah. B'holah is something negative. You make mistakes because you rush, right? In fact, in the Sefer Erech Tzadikim, in the Shara Zrizus, he says, even though Zrizus is such a gewaltig mita, Yizor Shli Yamara Abidosa Yisem Midai, because if you go b'mehirus, you're going to be nichshel. If you're rats b'mehirus, you run fast. By the way, everyone jogs today. You see people jogging all the time, right? The Rambam Chazdeya says that's a symbol of a shaita. Someone who's rot, the bashukim, whatever, I can't come to you, right? A simon for a shaita, a simon movement for a shaita, is someone who's always running. Right? In the sinus, there's a tikkun. It goes on and on and on. So the chura, korban pesach, which is a central seminal mitzvah for Kal Yisrael, that is the mitzvah which underscores the krisis pris between the Eibishter and Kal Yisrael. Why was this done? To behold. The frat, Chazal say, the pari said, "Kumu tzu, get out of here, out of scram, beat it as fast as possible." Amru loy submission aren't tell pari the ganovim anu. Are we thieves that we got to leave balaylo el hamtein lanu ashiobi akadosh baruch hu lanu zayin anani akovid. Abrams will bring the seven anani akovid, and we'll go out the simchu bereish kli. Mevul machras a pesach yotzu bnei Yisrael biadrog. So dafka, it was planned. You should go out, right? So what is this chipozen? Unachme, where is the chipozen? Not for the shchitas hakorban, not for the zrikas hadam, dafka by the achim. So the Talmud Rebbe explains, very posh, I'm going through this fast, because I've probably said this in the past. There's a classic Ora Chaim HaKodesh, which he speaks about the ne'imus, the mesikus of Torah HaKodesh, a toiv el ha-Torah. And he says, Ilu hoyu b'nei odom argishim mesikus v'arevus toiv ha-Torah. If people would feel the sweetness of learning Torah, they would become a sugar running after it, and nothing in the world, all the gold and silver, all that, would have any value to them. As the Gemara famously says in the Dorim, Daftan Dalit Amud Beis, Pasuk says, Ba'avosot tishke ma'uid, when it comes to avos ha-Torah, you have to come mishigan over Torah, you have an insanity, a mishigas, right? Okegoin, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas, that when he was Yeshiva Isik Bateira Bashuk Hatachtan Jel Tzipori, his glima, his cloak, his garment was still in the Shuk Elyon. I've met Eden, Rosh Yeshivas, and people were so dovuk in Torah. They didn't got a clue who they were. They were totally absent-minded professors. As someone once said, it's not absent-minded, it's presence of mind, except their mind is on something else, not on Shlustam of the Bell. I can tell you numerous stories of income. I'm not pushing no time to go through it. I saw my own eyes. Right? So Luchura, what is the... He said, it is a mile in... You push it out of your mind with it. Right? How does this fit in with the idea that Torah needs Mesinos, Torah needs Yishuv Adas, Hilchasa, Boy Tzilusa, Kiyayim Estana, Tzilusa says Rashi, Das Slula. That's why one of the 13 things said by Pashachris is, one of the milest in Pashachris, is because it brings the sinus and Yishuv Adas. So he explains based on two ideas of the Sfas Emes. One is in Likutim. The Chazal tell us called Avo Shetluya Bedavar is Batal Adavar Batal Hav. What does that mean? That when a person is really in love with something or someone, he's out of his mind. And there's nothing that could be mavatal him from carrying out that love. And if it's totally in something else, then when the reason disappears, then it's a charaya, never was a true ahava. Ahava is something which is by definition totally consuming. So when a person learns Torah, Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, he wants to become a rabbi, he wants to get money, whatever, he wants to come from COVID. Is the charaya the avas? There's no avas atayra. It's avas tzich, right? When a person is totally in love with Torah L'Shem Shemayim, he's totally out of his mind. Right? And nothing could stop. Nervous. The whole life. So the Talmud Rebbe says, everything depends on timing here. When you start something, and the Chassidus is very shoyna, this has to be with azab bren, azab slavos, azab shtikikus, that you're out of your mind, whatever. Afterwards, then you come to Messinus and Lamosh. Luchas Rishainus were given, the Kulis were broken. And they were smashed, because he even forfeited that Madrigal. Then came this Luchas Shneas were given, Bechashoi, with Sneas. So Luchas tells the Shaila, why don't you start with the Sneas, quiet, Messinus, whatever? Because when you start something, you start some things. What I always say, there's a vort. There was a vort, in Moshe's Tzvarim from the Magid of Koshmir, Kol Hascholos, the Haschola always has to be stark. The Haschola has to be with a gewaldig, a shtoikikus, an ava, your whatever. Afterwards, then you could cool down a bit, right? But if you don't have the kach, you're on fire at the beginning, afterwards it will all dissipate. Asher Alkin by Pesach, when the Eibush took us out, Yad Chazok, what's Yad Chazok? Because Chazal say the Eibush said it's very hard because Halalu if they avoid the Zorah Halalu, Halalu Megadli Blurus, Halalu Megadli Blurus, Halalu if they Shatnez, etc. etc. How do you get out from the Yutra Tachtoina from Mamish Memteshari Tuma? And in 1 minute the Avias Chemalai that only comes when you break your teva and you have this Shigoyin for Teva. That's the Havas Kul Yisayach. How did it come afterwards? The Lechtech Achrei Bamidbar Bereshlei Zeruah. If you sat there and like they do in England, the Board of Deputies, the Chveshish, what the Rabbi Doctors would make up as a committee and will decide what should we do. Like a few million people going out and there's ketanim and there's babies and there's kenim and there's choylim, whatever. Yeah, no. Is it feasible? Feasibility study, right? You'd be sure you'd still be in Mitzrayim. When pshat is that you're just on fire in love with the Eibishter, the Havas Kol Yisayach, then lechtech acharei b'mid, and this is why you always see by tzaddikim, by gedolim, when it came to the story, I'll give one of a million examples. Rav Lezer Gordon, first yeshiva at Miasrav Telz, and once he was walking by the yeshiva, you can still see the yeshiva. Still, I was there once in Telz and Litta. It's still standing. It's a small building, like a one-story building. And he heard two bachrum and a falpul in the sugi learning yeshiva, and the bachrum were coming out with a krumasvora. Blazer Gordon was like, kavod atayr, ain't klinikai, you know, the ganago, you know. He jumped through the window of the besmedish to tell the bachrum that the svora, the mahalach in the sugi is krum. Shtelz at the shayla, what happened with kavod atayr, what happened with, hello, you're Rosh Yeshiva, right? That's pshat ba'avosi tishke me'uid crank with choylus ahava for ahava satir. You with me? The pashtus, that is one of the central themes of pashtus achoydish, that a person can't stand on one madriga, whatever you are, however the choyben you may be. There has to be a constant hischachus, it's something fresh, it's something new, I'll give you an example. The pasuk says in the beginning of Golus Mitzrayim, "Vayokom Melech Chod L'Shal Mitzrayim." Say Chazal and Shmiz Rabba, Rabbanon Pasukim Psichim Haiparshim Mehocha. They use this following pasuk in Hosea, "Bashem Bagodu Kibarim Zodim Yibarim Zbonim Zorim Yalodu, Akshav Yechul Chayidesh Chalkum. What in the world are Chazal talking about? Says the Holy Chidusharim, I'm going to read the word. The inyan of the schachus, that you're totally on fire, you're just starting, everything is zrizus, schachus, only applies by Kal Yisrael. Yidin Amayim Levona, which is a symbol of the schachus, and Goyim Lahavdil, Amayim Lechama, which is a constant, the whole year round, same Levona. You with me? Asher Alkin, it's possible to Ein Kol Chodosh, Tachas Hashemesh. If you're Tachas Hashemesh, you're bottled to the Mazolit, the Merechot Hashemayim, there's no such thing as a schachus. Oy bazoy Chazal were bothered. Vikuntes that the Vayakom Melachod. Vikuntes Chachus to Mitzrayim. So on this, the pasuk in Eshe is Meramez. Bashem Bagodu. Then Kiborim Zbanim Zorim. Yolodu Achshav Yoichlu Chodesh Eschelkom. The Goyim inherit this Koyach of his Chachus that should have belonged to Kal Yisrael. The Tamid Rabbeinu Yoinu were asked, right? What's this idea of the Kuyach of Kiddush HaKiddush? All the Svarim HaKiddush of this expansion are mafleg this Chachos. L'chur, it's an Indian Tivi. In Tivi, you make a Cheshbon. You're a Raman, Hilchot Kiddush HaKiddush, you know, whatever. You can make a Cheshbon. What will be the Meilei HaLevona? What's the big deal? What's the... So Gedal Yishar answers, Mar Shiv, Mar Gedal Yom Meridik. Chazal connect, Pasta connects, right? Chazal. Every yontiv, all the gimel regolim, to agricultural events in the cycle of the seasons. Yes, Pesach, Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Aviv. Yellow. Why do we do it? What's pshat in it? Now he explains everything which comes in. I'm going through faster in Minhag HaOlam. Whatever happens down here in Olam HaTeva, it's a symbol. It's a marshal on Vastutzach L'mayla. And if Pesach is Chodesh Aviv, when things begin to sprout and to grow, is the Charaya that Rochni is on Yonam, that's also. So the Chiddush HaLevona may be an Indian Tivi, you could work it out, but what is it, Moira? What does it symbolize? The Chiddush in Shemayim, this is Chachos, which is Akoyach, which is given to Kal Yisrael. And therefore, his son, Rabbi Avram Shor, says, I'm ready to give word. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, the Eibush is Mashkiach min Achaloinis, Meitzis min Acharakim. So the Sforim HaKadoshim all say, it's brought in Sfas Emes, there's Zmanim of Gadlus in the year, where you see B'chush, the Yad Hashem, that's Mashkiach min Achaloinis. And then there are times, Yomim of Katnus, which is Meitzis min Acharakim. The Eibush looking Kvayochel through the cracks. Which is Zmanim of Katnus, of Kedusha, Getlachayit is obscured. How many days of the year are there of Shabbosos and Yom Tovim, makes the Cheshbon? Hello? In the 365 days of a solar year, there's Nun Beis Shabbosos with Regolim, etc., etc. 82 days is Geblibin, 283 days of Yom Yisachol. 283 is Gematria HaCharakim, the cracks. In those days, you also have to see the what? The Yad Hashem. You have to see the garden. What did the pasuk say? Ani Yishena, Velibir. Ani Yishena is gematria. Wakey, make believe you're alive. 365. Because when he went in the Shnoi Zachama, when Enkel Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh, you're fashlofen, right? Aber Velibir is gematria Chodesh, 312. That a yid, even in the times of Katnus and even in the times of the weekdays, you could come to what? His chachos. Right? And even if we're in azat tardema, that golos, which gets worse and worse and worse, right? Over the central theme of Parashat HaChodesh, the Achonah, to the Leilas Kaddish Chag, to Pesach, is a yid could pick himself up out of the mud and change and grow. Ad kidei kach, everything. I'm not trying to elaborate. What do you say in Haggadah Shel Pesach? In the last bracha? Is that Oishprach? We give Hadoa to the Eibishter. Hoitiyonu me'avdus l'cherus. Yeah? Me'yogin l'simcha. Me'evel l'yom toiv. Me'afela l'ergodol. U'mishibud l'gul. So the credits are up. If you take those words, l'cheirus, l'simcha, l'yomtov, l'ergodol, l'geula, It's Gematria, guess what? 1,495. It's not only the closest Gematria of all the Aleph Beis. It's Gematria, Yismuch HaShemayim, V'Sogel HaOretz, Emagil. Which is the mocker of the Siddur Shem Havaya of the month of Nisan. Which, in, I'm not even getting involved. I have 1,000 Gematrias, but I'm not going to have Rachmanis on you guys. But the pshat is that the Rish Chodesh Nisan and the Aschol of Rish Chodesh Nisan is Shabbos Mevorchim, is Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. Anything you need in life, you want you want Yontif, you want whatever, Geula, right? The time to get it is when? The Shabbos. So it's a vort from the Lesimcha, the Ger Rebbe, maybe take a vort. We say Benissen Nigelu Abiseinu, U Benissen. What does Asidim mean? What does the word Asidim mean? So I was a kid which wore trousers in Cheder, right? Asidim means in the future, someday, you know, hello? Yeah. The word Asidim said to Lesimcha is the Lashon of Hachono. Hachono, preparation. Like you say in Megillus Esther, it wasn't that many months ago. Hello, Purim, hello. The Leah is HaYehudim, Asidim Leah Mazel. The Yidin should be Mechin, they should appear. So, but this Asidim Legal, the preparation, the Achonu for Ogeula, and Kol Tuv, Brochus, Refuus, Yeshuas, Simchus, everything depends on this coming Shabbos. Hello. This is the Shabbos we pick ourselves up out of our own Mitzrayim, the Shari Tumah. And we go to the Gula. And all of this I see, but I haven't begun to share. The whole avoida of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we see is Bezrizus. The Bahalo Yotzanam Mitzrayim. Why is that? The kids are nimrods. I have no time to elaborate. There's a moida de Gemur of a Shomish that I found in Parshas Masin. He says when the Yetzahora chepezach with a person, the first midah that he starts off with is the midah of Zrizus. People think that Zrizus is like a shena midah. You're a shena yira, a tadig, a tachosid, a drohibin a mensch. The Maral says faker. The Maral says the midah of Zrizus is not just in the gavra, a person, you're a great person, you do the midah of Zrizus. It has a chelek to the shleimus ha-mitzvah, to the chefz of the mitzvah. And if you're not, if you're an otzel, the opposite of a zoriz, right? You're lazy. Then the Eitzahara says to you, don't bother getting up in the morning. Don't, you know, no rush. You don't got to learn before you come to daven. You can roll out of bed and you come to the 10:30 minyan or whatever, after a half hour in the mikveh. And then there's no rush in the world, right? Then you're not going to be able to learn Torah properly. And if you don't learn Torah, you have a, says the pasuk. The Mevav Shomer says somewhere else, Vayisu mirufidim, Vayachnu b'haris, b'midbar Sinai. If you leave the rifin yodayim el-chazal ta'ich, then you come to acquire Torah. And if you acquire Torah, then Torah is the takana for all the Yetzirah, to fight against the Yetzirah. And this is a vort in all the Sforim HaKadoshim, I've seen over and over again, that the Yesoid of Yiddishkeit is, Zrizus is the beginning. Tchilo l'mikroi kodesh, you want to have a schol in Kedusha, is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim with Zriz. I'll give you just a few examples, Tzitutim, from the Hava Shalom, the Rebbe of Kosov, the father of the Vision of the Dynasty. The famous Chazal, the Gemara says, Habol Lahargecha, Hashni Bahar. Who is the Habol Lahargecha? The Yetzahora. Hashkin, the tikkun for the Yitzhahora, Habal Lahargecha, is Hashkin. Get up early. Don't be a puffer, a shluffer. Koyve Hashem Yachlifu Koyach, says the Abba Shalom, Koyach is Nutrikun, Koyach Chodosh, the Koyach of Ischachos. That's the meaning of the Mantisker, is Yitzhayscha Meir Tzrayim, Kol Yumeichayach, not just a Pesach. But your whole life, you have to realize this midah of, so you just go back to your beginning, always remind the beginning, and that gives, that pushes. Okay, he has many other verses, like I'm not going to in Sforim HaKadoshim, a mole v'godlish of this concept. And therefore the Pasuk says, the Sofer says, I'm already thinking of it. Pasuk says, v'aklola, im lo yisishmu, Move the book over here. Vaklolim leitishmos mitzvah Hashem likecha. Asher anuichim mitzavcha. Hayemus leisik. What's the pshat? Says the Chumsefer, the klola is not because you didn't do mitzvahs in the bracha, you did do mitzvahs. The klola is because you haven't done the mitzvahs b'vchinas asher anuichim mitzavcha hayoyim, which Chazal say every day Torah has to be b'schachus. Something new. Nishnar does. This is the shlem, the present Satmar Rebbe, Lev Aaron. Says a moiritik of vort. This is a vort that he says like in different contexts, 100,000 times. He brings a chidom p'nei David in Parshas Noyach. Noyach, the pasuk says, Noyach ish tzaddik. Hello? What's the soif b'tevis, Noyach ish tzaddik? Scramble him around, you get the word? Cheshik. Why was Noyach ish tzaddik? Because he had a geshmak, he had a cheshik, he had a slavos, a shlegu. What does that mean? What's the lesson? So he brings another chido. That what is that by chidush for zrizus for the midah of zrizus that's char mitzvah bayal. You get rewarded in this world. Why is that? Because what's the reason char mitzvah bayal molecha? Chazal say because mihikdimani vashalim, the Eibush gave you a child and you mauled him. The Eibush gave you a house and you put on a mezuzah, you put on a mikvah, whatever. Aber for zrizus that you're doing even that you're shtoikus, you're waiting, you're yearning, you're. That is something from you, not from the Eibush. Asher Alkin, for the mitzvah of Zrizus, where you can say, Mikdimani Vashalim, the Eibush rewards you in the here and the Herst. Oibazoy said the Satmar Rebbe, it's a vort that he uses all over the place. The Gemara said, the Kiddush, remember the guy, how do we know it's Chamis of Amaleka? The guy whose father said, Alei Labir of Habili Goyzlis, and he died on the ladder. It's right. I, by keeping over aim, by Vashalim. Is the Charayas Chamitzvah, Yom Shekul Orach, not in this one. Practic Gemara, maybe he was what? Mahara Bavera. That's why he died. Says the Gemara, if there would be Schar Mitzvah by Almo, then the Schar of the Mitzvah would have protected him. He shouldn't have a hero of it. Is the Charaya, says the Tatmarab, is 100 riots. He brings all the place in Levar. Is the Charaya, when there is Schar Mitzvah, there's also Shmir of an Avera. And we just said, the Chidol says, when there's Rizus, there's a shmir, and now I understand the noyach is sadik. So if you take his cheshek, because when you have this cheshek in a mitzvah, azrizus in a mitzvah, whatever, then you have schar mitzvah, and once you have schar mitzvah, you have a shmir milamayla, and meruba mi deteva mi the peronos, right? And therefore you get rewarded and you're protected from. Similarly, says somewhere else, the pasuk says lo yuchul lishvis mayim b'mimoro. Everyone knows the taitcha that told us. They couldn't feel the Mesikos HaTorah, Kimorim Haim, because they themselves were what? One more. Aber Chazal say, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that's Tzadik Beis, Kol HaChaloyim Tuliyim B'Mora, what do you do? Pas Shachris Mavat. You want to get rid of the illnesses that come from the Mora, from the gall, bitter, right? Eat Pas Shachris. Here, do a divorce from the Choyza, I said this 1,000 times, Pas is Gimachia, is the only last Gimachia. I knew that also, Rabbi. What else is Gematria for, Aiden? Earth. Pas is Gematria Talmud. The Balatanya was once saying an Achsanya by somebody when Aiden goes to the Behuda. And right after davening Shachris, he went to open the Gemara and sat and learned. So he asked him, what about Pas Shachris? So the Alter Rebbe told him, Pas is Gematria Talmud. Which, by the way, I always say, that's a Gematria, Shkoyach. If you take flour and water and whatever yeast, and you put it together, right? Yeah, and you try to eat it, you won't get anything more than a stomachache. If you put it in a fire, then it's pas. Then it's mazbia. If your Torah is a Torah with a geshmak, with a hergish, with the mesikus, the noyam mesikus, arevus a Torah, then it's maz. It's filthy. You got my drift? Hello. That's that the chaloyim which come from the mora. Well, at this the Paul says, "Vayuchul is just mayim mora ki morim heim." Pas shachris is about the learning Torah in the morning. You get up early before davening. You don't just roll into bed. That is the koyach of. He said that's that. Ki polim chadavar lemishpat medam ledam medim lebenega lenoga. Where does this come from? This divrei riva yispishar racha innovating. A person knows there's a bahola. He's fighting. He's constantly battling his yetzara. Vikumtos. What do you do? Vekamto balisa lamokam shavashkava. Get up early and go to the Beis Medrash, go to the shul, have a shiur, learn a block gemara, learn a maim nechsidus, learn whatever you want. Aber yudovu can be abish, the davening will be different, the whole day will go different. And that's the inyan of a mitzvah of his chachos. The heftech of the rifin yodayim of Amalek. I don't have time to elaborate. This is especially relevant, not at the beginning of the share, actually. This is especially relevant to Yom Tov of Pesach. Pesach, we got out of Mitzrayim. What do you know about the klipa of Mitzrayim? What is the symbol of Mitzrayim? Hello. What's wrong with you people? Furish is Zoyer, Parash Vayishlach. Mitzrayim is the klipa of the Chamur. But I don't have to elaborate. I said this before, I'm sure. Because there's two nations that have the klipa of Chamur as their symbol. One is Amalek. What else? Have you ever walked to the Kuisel on a Shabbos and you see our cousins, the Yishma'elim, Yimachshamam? Hello? They are the laziest people on planet Earth. Why is that? Because by Avram, by the Akedah, what does it say? By the way, the Yom Tov, the Torah, and Tov Yud Zayin, 10,000 times. V'shem Ochiv Rabbi Yehuda. The three regalim of the three of us. Who is the regal of Pesach and Eged? Avram. Where is the marker of the Gemara Yuma, the Gemara Pesachim? Where is the marker of Zrizus learned from? Avram is Zrizus. Avram is Ava. Ava bleeds from Zrizus. That's what I'm saying. So, Vayashim Avram Abayikim. Next words. Hello? Vayach Vayishas Chamoiroi. He overcomes the klipa of the atzlus of Chamer. What did he tell you? What did he tell you, Shmuel? Shvulacham poyim achmer. You go to the Chamer. That's where you belong. That's your mate. That's your chavrusa, right? Yes. And beemes Mitzrayim and Yishmol is the same klipa. How do I know? When Hagar went, where did she find a wife? For Yishmol, which is called the Shatchan Torah. I have a kid called Yishmol, right? You need Yichus, yeah? What was the Yichus of Mrs. Yishmol? Mitzrayim. Because it's the same klipa, if you know Kabbalah, basically it's the klipa called Rahav, Reish Hei Beis, hello, yeah? And he was the one who, the same klipa of Yishmol, they share their guardian klipa, hello? You remember by the Mak of Tzvardeya, Pari is cracking up. He's like, he's coming out of everywhere. Hello, so he calls Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, Hatiru al Hashem, the Yosser Tzvardim imenu, right? Umi'ami, and then go out and the Yizbukul Hashem. What does Moshe say? His par alai, the Molsei Atir Lochul Lavecha. When should I daven to get rid of these? We're driving you up the twist. You're climbing the walls, right? What does Pari said? The mocher. Ask the Ramban. If you're like in such pain, suffering, what would you say? Now. Is the charayit dos gufis the clip of Mitzrayim? Mocher. There's a gewaldige word from the Moshe Rebbe in Divrei Yisrael. V'samti fidus ben amiyu ben amecha. What's the havdol between a yid and a goy lahavdol? The Mocher, tomorrow. By Amalek, it says what? What's the pasuk say? Mocher. Another day, Yilochem by Amalek. Why fight against Amalek? Because he's Mocher. He's refidim. He's refidim Yodayim. Yes? Oh, that. Remember the pasuk said, Le Mocher Yehe Oysazeh. By the way, what do you know about a chamur? Hello? You may not have gone through the whole cycle of Daf Yomi, but you should know this from like the beginning of the Sechta Brochus. Mishma Rishoyna. What's the Mishma Rishoyna? Hello? Chamur Noyer. Why Mishma Rishoyna Chamur Noyer? Because Chazal say in Svarim HaKadosh, Mayrich Barich in the floor. I'll give you an example. What's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch? First Halach in Shulchan Aruch. Yashkin, yeah, but... Get up, there's Rizus. Hello? Adds the Ramah. The beginning of the Eira Chaim of Ayid. Right? And even on your bed, right? Think of Divrei Torah. Hello? Yes, hello? To which the obvious shadow is put in the Shinavarov and the Vichesel form. Hello? The start of the Shulchan Aruch said, Yisgaber Kari. Why does the Ramah add Uveshichvei Omeshkov, Veyeda, etc., etc.? Because if you go to sleep like a dog, you ain't going to wake up like a lion. If you're doing this for him. So when a person goes to sleep, Kiddua, the Magid, the Malach, told the Beis Yosef, if you learn Torah before you go to sleep, there's numerous psukim. Right? If I remember the Eibush when I'm going to sleep, and the Magid told the Beis Yosef to learn 10 Prokem Mishnayis, then when your neshama goes up, to Chazer in Gan Eden, and you will be, right? Chamer is Rosh Tevis. That's written in the Torah. Mishmer Rishayna Chamer. The first Mishmer is Chamer. You're about to go to sleep. You're tired. You had a hard day in the office. And your wife drove you crazy. And you had a telephone call with your shviger. And you're out of your mind. And you want to go to bed. Now you're zonked. Right? Yeah? Ober Chazal on Maflik, the Koyach of learning Torah. But Lila, that's what Night's Wicker ate it from. And if a person learns Torah by night, then the Shchitzoyna, the powers of evil, have no power upon which it says Toshes Chayishich Vayilayla Uveisir Mizchayis Ayor, have no Koyachus on it. Right? And that's the Chamer Noyer. Go back to sleep, ring the snooze button, take it easy. Danish can, you know, you're a human being. You know, that is the beginning of the end. Right? So Chamer is a symbol of what? Atzlus. Lethargy. Heaviness. Which is the, you know, the battle within a person between the guf and the neshama. The guf comes, the offer ato, and it's heavy. It's the yisoid of offer. The neshama is fire. The neshama is a chelik. The neshama wants to go higher. Hello? And there's this battle. Okay, I will tell you a whole word about Yisachar Chamer Gor, right? But to cut a long story short, if you want to have geula, if you want to have redemption, and you want to have the achishena, right? You need the avoida of zriz. That's central to Yiddishkeit. Let me try to explain this. I've got a shmuz from a paper called Pardei Sodai, from Rav Schlesinger from Muncie. Mary Dig Shmuz. In Chazal, in Tzikta, Parsha Chodesh, there's numerous mishcholim that the Tanoyim HaKadoshim gave vis-a-vis the role of Parsha Chodesh. One of them is, with all the yeshuas, the brachas, and the refuas of Parsha Chodesh. One of them is Omar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Remember the name of Rabbi Shimon Levi. It's a marshal to a melech shahoyu loy a religion, which is like a clock, a kli, which is what it's called. People know better. It's a utensil used in antiquity to tell time. Right? Kivan she'amad b'noy mosler a religion shalo. When the child grew up, the prince, the king gave over the clock, the Meirishos, to the son. What is this got to do with the Chodesh Elohim? It's a charaya that the whole idea of Parsha Chodesh is totally, it's a yisoid needed. It's the beginning of Yiddishkeit, the beginning of Pesach, the beginning of the Christmas priest. Mm-hmm. What's pshat? There's a concept called Zman. When the Torah says, the Chodesh Elohim, Rishin Hu Lachem V'Chodesh Yashono, the Eibush the Kvayochol, we mayrach for agentness, gave over the koyach of his chachos to Kal Yisroel. Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. When Bezdin wants to know when is Rosh Hashanah, the Eibush says to the Malachim, come, you and I will go down and see what Chazal will give there. Chazal have the koyach of Balabatishkeit over the Kviz. Ad kidei kach, Eilam Eilashim, Oysam, Chazal Dash, Oysam, Atem. Right? Atam afilu shoygim, atam mazidim, atam afilu mutoyim. Whatever Bezdin paskins down here, the koyach, the clock, time, has been given to Klal Yisrael. We become balabatim over time. Why Klal Yisrael become balabatim? Why could we be mekadish zmanim? Because we are kodesh. Yisrael inu dem kachayel zmanayim, as Chazal say. And the whole idea of Pesach, it's called lechem oini. Hello? What is lechem? If you leave dough and stand still, it's automatically chametz. The idea of matzah is a symbol of zrizus, that even our balabatishkeit over this man. Just like it said in all the sforimah, everyone says, when Yidin or Mitzrayim, they also because the slave is not a balabos over his own schedule, his own day. But Dovash, Azadu Aleim, Klal Yisrael, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, now gave over this Ishtabdus and Zman to the Eibishter. Because Be'emes, Be'etzem, B'Shoirish, Klal Yisrael is L'mayim and Zman. And when does this start from? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Be'echad, Be'nisan, Rosh Hashanah, L'malachim, Ulrigal. Is it really Echad B'Nisan or is it Pesach? Hello, anyone ever learned like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah? When you had small kid travelers? The emes is Pesach. But it all depends on what? Whole Pesach depends on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why in the Haggadah we have a Havamina. Yochel Mir Rosh Chodesh. What the Havamina? Havamina Gemara is also a Lach. Hello? All these Eden, we're not saying Tachman for I don't know how many days, for the Havamina. The emes is Shitzah B'Shitzah. Hello? Is the Charaya the fact that the Gemara has a Havamina, Yochel Mir Rosh Chodesh, because the Yishoy, the Yishoyrish of Alabatish kind over Zman is. And that's Pshat. Chazal say, Bishamartam Esa Matzah. It's Chazal say, Altikr Matzah is Ela Mitzvah. So Mitzvah, Bol Yotcha, Altach Mitzen. So Rav Hutner and Pachad Yitzchok asked a famous Kasha. The Moshel is not Doimel Nimshu. If I have Matzah, and I don't guard the Matzah, it's not Matzah Shmur. So what is the Pshat? It's now what? Incomplete, imperfect matzah? That's Tikkun Chometz. It's not matzah. Hey, it's not matzah. Kach. Shemartam is a matzah. What's the nimshul? Hello? Shemartam is a mitzah. Mitzah bal yotcha. Al tach mitzah. Is the charaya, who asher dibarnu, as the felt in zrizus, right? It's not pshat your milus, chsidis, whatever. This is the, when a Pirchus Ben Yoris says the braisa, of the milus, what is the first two madregas? The Hebrews and Jesus. This is the insoluble Yiddish guy. And Rav Hutner said a tifa word, mamash a moirig word. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei in chapter 6, Lech el hanamola also, you lazy one, learn from the ant, re'ei darkeh v'chacham. Learn how an ant operates and you will be wise. Hello? Which is based on a pasuk in Iyud, Lamed Hei, Malfeinu mi behemoth orts. We could learn from behemoths. So Chazal say, the Gemara says, in Erevin, Lakuf, you could learn tznias from a chatul, you could learn, yeah? What do you learn from an amola? Ilmole, like the Torah, had the Torah not been given from an amola, from an ant, you would learn? Yes. Can I ask you a simple klotz kasha? Shleim HaMelech in Mishle says, what do you learn from an ant? Zrizus. You're an also. Learn Zrizus from an Amola. So why did the Gemara say if the Torah wouldn't have been given, we would learn Gezel from an Amola? So I thought there's a simple word. When would you have learned the Maila of thou shalt not steal from an ant? Ilmoli. If the Torah wouldn't have been given. Guess what? I got news for you. The Torah was given. Hello? You agree, yeah? Asher Alkin, I don't got to learn the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. Hello? So I don't got to learn from the Namola. What do I learn from the Namola? From the Namola, I learn Zrizus. Why did I learn Zrizus from the Namola? I learned it from Vayashkima, from Babayker. Because from Vayashkima, from Babayker, you can say, it's a Maila, it's a Madriga, it's a Chsidis, it's a Anhoga Toivo. From the Mala, I learned something different. Something different. Anyone know, Rav Hutner brings from a Chazal, how long does the Mala live? 6 months. 6 months, yeah? Got no spine? It lives for 6 months. And it's busy, the Pasuk says, in the summer it's preparing for whatever. And the Chazal says, he saw the burr of the Mala. It was filled with a million and a half kurim of tefuah. Even though it only eats 1.5 chita per day, if it lived 1,000 years, it won't be able to eat all that, whatever. You gathered? Is the charaya and the mola is not an otzel. It's a zorah, it is a voida. Not because it's a gitfarem, it's a loinzachem, it's in his interest, etc., etc., because that is his teva. What is the teva of a yid? Chazal, it's a merging of Chazal. Chazal say, Marshal of Bas Melech. You have a princess. And she gets married, right? And whatever you ever heard the expression Jewish American princess, right? Whatever you give her, she's never satisfied because she's used to more. She's used to growing up in a mansion, a palace, right? Oy bazoi, the goof comes from what? Offer. It's happy with offer. It's happy with kesef, zov, all these tithes. Goof of pressing, goof of puffing, all the Russian tithes of goof, right? Obe the nisham, the tachachelik, the kamim mal, and it's not satisfied with all this rush. All right? See, bedakus in avodas Hashem. Lomer zogin, you have a person elchiyid, the person who gets as a hespit from the rov like a valdik. Every night he went to tafiyomi. Every day had a shir before davening. Every day he was a maktim besmet. But you know what? He's still tachas hazman. He has an hour of learning in the morning, an hour of learning at night, but his yisoid of life is tachas hazman. That's not what it's all about. The idea of a yid is to pick yourself up, but that's hazman, that everything you do 24/7 is involved in Rebbeinu Hashem, right? And that's what you learn from the mola. That's the emissary inyan of. It's not mugbul. That is what we learned. The mitzvah of zrizus from the mola. That's mitzvah baliyocha. Al tachmitena. To go higher, to pick yourself up much higher than vel. And Dave, I have no time to elaborate, but this is the yisui of Pesach. You see the Sifta Chaim from Chaim Friedlander, the Mashkir Chapon, but she also said the whole idea of Pesach was done with give. You see, even in time of the Beis Hamikdash. I'll give you an example. Chuit fin matzah, the Atinoikis. What's a chuit fin matzah? Everything on that Pesach is done with a gewaldiges rizus. You think about the descriptions of what it was like in the Zman Beis Hamikdash Yakayim. The millions of Yidin, right? And how was it possible? When did the Yidin mal themselves, by the way? In Mitzrayim, according to many, we discussed that great length in the past, the night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Who mal them? Moshvar. Can anyone explain me b'derach atav how that's possible? So it's like Moshe, Aaron, and Yeshua. One was Mila, Priya, and whatever. And Chatzitza. So how is it possible to mal? And how is it possible for the Kehanim to bring up so many millions of korbonis, right? You got to go home. You got to have the Seder. Hello? You know what? That Yidin picked himself on Pesach, L'may L'min Azman, L'may L'min Ha'ulam, L'may L'min Ha'teva. And that is the Aschola of all. The Pesach is the Tchil L'mikroi Kodesh, Teichel Yisbaim. The beginning of all Yiddishkeit is the Midah of Zriz, the Eibish, the Helfen, that in this discourse of we're Maktim, 2 weeks before Parshas Chodesh, we should be zoicha to eat the korban Pesach, and Yishalayim b'neichol sham and azvachim and azochim, and to see the gula mitzvah v'ashlim.